Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Nice to have you with us. What is going on? Email's rick@sportsbyline.com. Got another email from Scott. He said, Rick, so the soccer players won't kneel. Do you think it'll happen in the NBA? Well, honestly, the NBA is not really the kneeling league. The NBA made it, they knew it was going to happen, and so it was against the rules. So they made it. They avoided it, I should say, by letting players write whatever social message that they wanted to on the back of their uniforms. And it could have said, could have been an S.E. Rykoff message, enjoy life, eat out more often. But luckily, no one joked with it. So they had some, even if you just wrote Black Lives Matter, then some people wrote the names of, tragic police brutality victims, and so that kind of it made the kneeling unnecessary, I guess. I don't know, you'd have to ask each individual guy. It's really the NFL where it sticks out. Then of course, what did it do? It trickled down theory to Reagan to college and then in high school. And who are our role models? A lot of times they're athletes. And you can talk all you want about bad parenting, but I had good parents and I still had athletes as role models. It just goes with the territory. You're always going to look up to people you admire, no matter if you have good parenting. And so if you see your athletic heroes kneeling or you really believe in what they're doing, then you're going to do it too. So, just yelling at high school kids, it seems like such a waste of time when it comes to that stuff. They're going to do what they're doing. I think it'll spread. I think it's happening over there, and who knows? Maybe because it was born in America, it won't be as much, but I don't know. Let's see if there is an American athlete who will say kneeling is an empty gesture. We haven't seen it yet, but I don't know. It might be coming. All right, we have another hour together. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on sports.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quick as we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on AFN. I'm a fan of the military, listening as well. So thanks for tuning in, and I'm on your side. Let's just check in real quick again with Jed Korenthal. He's the CMO over at Phoenix. That's the real-time streaming platform. We had a bad connection. Jed, thanks for coming back. As I said, we had some gremlins there. We were talking about how, like, there'll be times when I'll be watching an A's game, and, you know, I'm texting with some friends, and I'll be like, wow, Olsen hit a grand slam. And then somebody will say, Olsen's not even up yet for me because they're streaming it. And I think that's the thing that the layman doesn't know. I didn't know what the difference between live streaming and real-time streaming. To me, it means the same thing. Live streaming and real-time streaming are two different things, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I'm actually glad you pointed it out, because most people do sort of use the terms interchangeably, and they are not the same. Live kind of refers to what's happening, what you think is live, but real time is actually where, if you were at the stadium or arena, that's what would be happening on the court or in the field. Live, unfortunately, comes with a delay. When you watch a game on ESPN and they say, well, tomorrow's game is going to watch it live and, you know, on ESPN or streaming live on the ESPN, unfortunately, it's not really live. It's about 60 seconds behind. So if you start interacting with the content, and maybe there's games or interview questions, and of course, once you start bringing in betting, which is becoming more and more popular here in the U.S. especially, you can't have a delay of any kind, let alone 10, 20, 30 seconds. So it doesn't fly anymore for fans.
Well, I also think about, you know, at the Oscars, Disney ABC wanted to put together a little trivia thing during the commercials, and that was never going to work unless it was immediate. And you were the guys for that, huh?
We were the guys, yeah. What was cool about it is, you know, the show would cut to a commercial break, and, you know, you watching at home, you never see anything, what happens behind the scenes. But if you were streaming on their app, you'd be able to see all the celebrities once they get up and start chatting with each other and kind of talking about, you know, what's happening. And then we had this little trivia game where as the broadcast was happening, we would flash on the, you know, on the screen, well, who's going to win the Oscar for Best Actress as it was being, you know, as the nominees were being announced. So to your point, you can't really do any of that unless you're streaming in real time.
And also, when you went to people and said, hey, we can stream all your content with less than a half second delay, they wanted to throw you out of the building because they thought you were lying, right?
Yes, this is true. We've had a lot of doors shut on us, on our faces over the years, but fortunately we stuck with it. And, you know, I think the market has finally caught up to where our technology is. I think we were a little ahead of the game, you know, 2-3 years ago, but now we're really starting to see the adoption of real time and people starting to say, wait a second, this is something that we got to look at real seriously.
Did we lose him again? Hello? All right. All right. That's Jed Korenthal, everybody. We got it in. Jed Korenthal is the CMO of the Phoenix. That's Phoenix. Because their philosophy is the O is silent, so why do you need it? Do you know what I would love to see go away? And I don't know, if Jed, we didn't lose him again, I would have asked him. The term buffering, what does that even mean? I mean, I did take computer science. I actually do know what it means. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, buffering. And also the little bar, you know, if you see something loading and you see a bar and it starts to fill, it at least gives you a ballpark estimate of how long it's going to take, although it might go really slow and then fast or all the way to the end and then take forever for the last little tenth that's left. But the thing that's just going in the circle, that's what's maddening. And he brought up gambling, and that was something I was going to do too, because if there's some sort of latency with the gambling, that's never going to work. But I always kind of wonder too, as I sit here and stare at the ceiling, is the times that we're in right now, how much people in a few decades now will laugh at the Model T technology that we have right now, or is the world going to end and is this as high as we ever got? Are we going to go through another Dark Ages or another Ice Age? That type of thing. I'm always, just as an aside, I'm always astounded by they talk about rising tides, and all I see is drought, and it's like, well, there's a drought, but there's rising tides. It's like, yeah, Rick, drought is like the lakes, and then rising tides is like the ocean. Like, okay, how come all the ocean water doesn't evaporate? That type of stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up this hour, we will have Matthew Leach, who played Floyd Talbert in Band of Brothers. He has a new movie. We actually talked to the director, Julio Maria Martino, called Country of Hotels. And then we have the star of Boogie, a guy named Taylor Takahashi. Taylor Takahashi is quite of a story. He's from Alameda, and he moved to Orange County just to be a personal trainer. And then about a year ago, he played high school basketball, and so he just went to a rec league in San Gabriel, and one of his teammates was Eddie Huang. And Takahashi was a fan of Huang's World, which was a chef who went on Vice, and they started bonding on their passions for basketball and cooking. And Takahashi was actually a yakitori chef at a Japanese restaurant. And then they started cooking, and then they started talking about the entertainment industry. And he said, "Do you ever thought about acting?" And the guys, and Taylor's like, "I can't act." And then it all, well, I'll let him tell the story when it starts to go. But here's the other thing. A yakitori chef, that's something I can relate to. That's when you take chicken and you grill it or you throw it on the barbecue. You know, I can't do that, but I could try. The sushi, there's no way. There's no way I could roll. And you can always tell when some sushi is made by someone who doesn't know what they're doing, you know. And there's a lot of sushi out there that's just plain lousy. There, you can get sushi at Safeway that was made that morning that is better than a lot of restaurants are trying to do. And let me just throw it out. There's a Japanese restaurant called Ozumo right on the Embarcadero, and it's very, very expensive. They have the cheapest bullcrap gas station sushi you've ever seen in your life. It is a hilarious joke. But just like all restaurants at Fisherman's Wharf, they don't have to make good food. Fisherman's Wharf has the worst Italian food in the world. It's garbage because people fly in, they eat it, and they go, this sucks, and they leave. It was like what I was saying about when I was in Philly, and I went with these two guys from San Antonio to Jim's in South Philly in the hood at like 2 a.m. to get a cheesesteak. He goes, this stuff is sucky. It's horrible. Of course it's sucky. Tony Bruno told me, don't get a cheesesteak in Philadelphia. You can get that anywhere, but you have to, right? Then you eat it, and then you fly back, and you go, oh, it's too late. All right. This show is all over the place, and we're having so much fun. So come on back on Sports Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Hey, thanks for that. Welcome back to the show. English actor Matthew Leach's new movie, Country of Hotels. We'll talk to him in the next segment. He did Band of Brothers, and then he did like nothing for 10 years. Well, I shouldn't say he did nothing, but acting-wise. We'll see what that. I'll probably ask him. It'll be like, Rick, I had an affliction. It took me 10 years to get over it. Oh, sorry. Some good news from the NFL. They are taking a major step forward to having fans back in the stands. And that's because they announced this morning that the draft, which will take place April 29th to May 1st in some iconic downtown Cleveland locations, will have people attending. Remember the last draft? Was Roger Goodell sitting in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood with Lady Elaine and King What's-His-Face saying, I'd boo too. Wait, that was another time. By the way, it's not just going to be in one place. It's going to be at the football stadium, First Energy Stadium, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and which is right on Lake Erie, and the Great Lakes Science Center. I've said this before, I'm the only person in the history of the world to go to spring break in Cleveland, Ohio, which I did in 1986 because I had a free ticket and I thought, why not? And I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. I learned then not to say Canton. Canton's in China. Canton. I also went to Niagara Falls, drove along the lake through past Erie, Pennsylvania, the hometown of Freddie Biletnikoff, all the way up there across the Rainbow Bridge, Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, by the way, in the winter. Woo! That's all I got to say. What does that mean, Rick? Just take it for what it's worth. Woo! So it's going to be there, Mistake by the Lake, from Seneca to Cuyahoga Falls. The river that caught on fire. Cleveland's a lot different now. And so the announcement was made by Jim O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, he said, we are thrilled to be heading to Cleveland for the NFL draft, which has become one of the most highly anticipated events in sports. Just months after executing a safe and successful Super Bowl 55, we look forward to bringing the excitement of our draft traditions to fans in collaboration with the Browns, Destination Cleveland, Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, the City of Cleveland, and all our local Cleveland partners. How many damn people do you need? Just say the City of Cleveland. The Greater Cleveland Sports Commission. How many people are on that payroll? And then my favorite, Destination Cleveland. Destination Cleveland, Ruby, Soho. So, they say a select number of prospects will take the stage in Cleveland. Fans and media will be in attendance. You going, Tittle? I always thought it was, on the one hand, ridiculous, but on the one hand, I was also kind of flattered when people would be like, you're going to the World Series, right? Between the Cardinals and the Red Sox? Yeah, you'll be there, right? No. Like, why would I be there? And I thought, oh, this guy thinks I'm that much of a big shot? Or like every year, Jimmy Shapiro. Rick, you're at Radio Row for the Super Bowl? Is it at the Moscone Center? Then no. But So that means the old green room. So Aaron Rodgers can drop like a rock and Warren Sapp can go, damn, and then hang up on me again. And then Brady Quinn can sit there with his girlfriend and be like, what happened? Or how about the time when Geno Smith left the green room, went across the street to his hotel room, fired his agent, not kidding, fired his agent, and then walked back across the street back to the green room again. And then, of course, we always get the story, and we always see it. Day three of the draft. First, day one of the draft, what do you see? Well, let's check in now with, Bob Williams. He is a running back at Valdosta State. He led the I Never Heard of It League in rushing 3 years in a row. And he didn't even get an invite to the combine. But his agent told him probably high second round, no later than third. And then as they get to like the last three, the first day that show him, they've rented out a bowling alley and there's balloons and people all around him. And then he's smiling. Day two, you just see him texting, looking at his phone, texting, and the agent. It's just really the agent and his parents and a couple of friends. And then the third day, all the balloons have popped. The whole place is empty. He's sitting there with a frown. The agent is now not next to him on the couch, but in like a lazy boy behind him. And then like there's usually a mom, a dad, or a cousin like patting him on the knee like, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Well, that was all of them last time because it was Zoom, 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 Zoom. Now we're going to actually have people there. The general public, what a band. They will be allowed into the draft festivities, but those who are vaccinated will have privileges. You know what this means? This means we're going to have fake IDs for vaccinations. Mark Norman, the comedian, a few months ago, there was a party in Austin that Dave Chappelle had thrown. And you had to prove that you tested negative for COVID-19 that day. That was the proof you had to show. And so Mark Norman showed up with his girlfriend and he goes, I got tested yesterday. She got tested today. He goes, I can't let you in unless you can prove you got tested today. And he goes, well, I got tested yesterday. I didn't have it. And I've only been with her. And he goes, rules are rules. He's like, ah, damn it. And he looked in and he saw like Chappelle and Schumer and Dan Soder and all his buddies, Phil Hanley. And he's like, I can't come in. So you think about the draft in Cleveland, those who are vaccinated will have privileges. That's also a good way to get people to get vaccinated. Those who are against it, those who are against medicine. And look, if there are two people, two groups of people that I get it. One of them, you're just religious and your religion says medicine is unnecessary or whatever it is. The Lord will heal us. The sun, the wind will heal us. That's your freedom in America. You know, it doesn't matter if I disagree with you or not. That's your freedom of religion. So I get it. That's your religion. The other thing is there are certain groups of people that just plain don't trust the government. And I can see the mistrust, but I don't think this has anything to do with the government, in my opinion. But I can see the mistrust. But for the people who think that you're being implanted with a tracking device, because I just wanted to let you know, I got an email from the Illuminati, and they said that they were going to have a global pandemic for about 12 months. And then that would make sure everyone on Earth would get the vaccine. So now we will all have the tracking device implanted. Or the people who think, I won't get it, I won't need it. Or the people who think, oh, it's going to kill me, never take a vaccine because they're dangerous. Or the people who think, oh, this is what the Democrats want me to do, so I won't do it. Like, those are the idiots that are out there. So like I said, it's not a thing where if you don't get it, you're stupid. Because as I said, there are a couple groups of people, I kind of get it. Especially if that's your religion where you don't take medicine and you lay there and die. It's like, what was that Curb Your Enthusiasm? he was going out with a girl and he was going to take her to the Oscars or whatever. And she had an allergic reaction and her face swelled up, and Larry David didn't want to go to the Oscars with an ugly girl. And so he said, just take a Benadryl and it will go away. And she said, no, the Lord will heal me or whatever. And then he tried to give her cake with a Benadryl in it. Oh, my gosh. So this is, yeah, you might have people with fake IDs or fake vaccination certificates. So if you are vaccinated, you get to go into what's called the inner circle, which is located near the draft stage and the draft theater, the viewing zone next to the stadium, they say, will seat invited guests. And reservations will be required to go to the NFL draft experience, which will be free through NFL One Pass app. Never heard of it. Oh, you can start downloading that next week. All 3 days open to the public. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will hold red carpet festivities, lots of musical performances as well. So that's pretty cool. Cleveland is back, and I would imagine Drew Carey would have to have something to do with this. Or wouldn't he feel left out? I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any two ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/27/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. If we get our guest, we'll throw him on the air. Listen, entering the weekend with NCAA tournament, and you think about number 3 seed Texas and number 14 seed Abilene Christian. The Big 12 was 6-0 in the tournament and was poised for a perfect first round. But when the Longhorns collapsed to their in-state interest rate, you can't even call them a rival. They play in the Southland Conference. What the hell is the Southland Conference? Well, we're talking about it now. Can you think about, you know, oh, I wish I could hook 'em horns, UT, go there and... You can go to Abilene Christian. You're like, ugh. All right. Well, at least I got to go somewhere. And then one guy was doing the hook 'em horns pointed down. Everyone's like, how dare you? So that's what March Madness is all about. I mean, look at the number 1 seed Baylor barely surviving against Wisconsin yesterday. It was a 9, but still. You know, you got a 6 seed in Texas Tech, lost. Number 3 seed. West Virginia, lost. Number 4 seed, OK State, lost. That means in the last 5 games, the Big 12 is now 1-4. So if you think about Oklahoma facing their biggest challenge of all time tonight, because they play Gonzaga, the number 1 seed, and a team that is undefeated, it's not looking good as well. Now Baylor is into the Sweet 16. Number 3 Kansas has a chance to get there tonight. They're playing USC, who's no slouch. But with the Red Raiders, the Mountaineers, the Cowboys, the Longhorns all out in 24 hours. Not great for the conference. But that's the thing about you know, when you start playing is that basketball, unlike football, can be a little bit of an equalizer. It happens with baseball, too. Baseball, you think about Coastal Carolina winning the College World Series. You know, when you have these cup upsets, talk about Dinamo Zagreb beating Tottenham Hotspur. Dinamo Zagreb is a team worth less than 50 million pounds, and Tottenham is almost worth £1 billion, 975 million pounds. Because you're just people playing soccer. And you're all the same size. In football, I remember Coach Nemo at Navy, he loves to show this picture of the coin toss at Notre Dame when Navy played Notre Dame. And it looks like me standing next to Brad Williams or Nate Freiman standing next to Jose Altuve. Because the Notre Dame offensive line are all like 6'6", 330. They're all NFL size. And the Navy offensive line comes out for this coin toss. Navy offensive line are guys who are like 6'2", 250. You know, it looks weird. By the way, one time, and I got to give Kerry Keating some credit. Kerry Keating is the former head coach at Santa Clara. And off the air, I said my dad's a Santa Clara alum, and all he did was moan and groan for every coach, you included. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, tell your dad, blah, blah, blah. But one time, Kerry Keating broke it down for me because I said, I admire Gonzaga because they play a national schedule and they go back east, and St. Mary's, Santa Clara never does that. And he said, can I tell you how it works? And he like went in depth about how, you know, you've got these teams that why would they want to go to St. Mary's? Only a bad thing can happen to them. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, let's say you're Duke, right? What do you get out of going to St. Mary's? You get no gate because they don't even seat people behind the hoops. So you get no gate, probably just pays enough for your flight and your hotel, and not even that. And then if you win, nobody cares. But if you lose, it's a disaster. So why would you go? And I thought, oh, yeah, you're right. It's like my dad told me when my dad was a kid, St. Mary's and Santa Clara were national football powers. And if you go to St. Mary's, the Sugar Bowl from the 50s is in the trophy cabinet. And if you go to Santa Clara, the Orange Bowl, it was a really cool trophy with all these plastic oranges. And I remember as a kid, I saw these dead flies on it. I thought, did these flies think these oranges were real? But there's the Orange Bowl right there. And Newt Rockne never played St. Mary's or Santa Clara because he didn't want to lose to another Catholic school. He just flat out said, I'm not playing another Catholic school. We will always be the best Catholic school. And my dad thought he was a coward for that. But in Newt Rockne's mind, he probably thought, what do I have to gain? Now, back then, he would have gained something. But do you know that the first ever really cross-country trip in the history of college football was St. Mary's going to play Fordham in New York City, and they took the train because they didn't have flights back then that would go coast to coast. They took the train, and the mayor of New York City, well, I think it was LaGuardia at the time, and Dempsey, the heavyweight champ, all the Broadway starlets, everyone went to this game. It was the game of the century. And that's how St. Mary's got their name, because the sports writer said they came down the hills like galloping gales and Gauls. They left off the Gaul part, the French, and they kept the Irish part. And so they became the galloping gales. That was, or just gales, as I had on my helmet. And so that's, anyway, that's as I digress back to the NCAA. But Gonzaga, through one game, two game, three games over the years, building, became a national program. Also, speaking of the Pacific Northwest, I got to give a shout out to Corvallis, which is not Paris, France, I'll tell you that. But the Beavers are headed for the Sweet 16 for the first time since 82. Now, I remember when I first started following soccer, and I would hear these old guys, and they say, I'm going to sound old, but when I was a kid, it was all about Blackpool and Stoke City. And I was like, yeah, you sound really old. Blackpool and Stoke City? Well, I'm going to sound old. When I was a kid, it was all about Oregon State. Oregon State had one of the best programs. They and UCLA, those were the Pac-10 teams. Oregon State, and this was before Gary Payton got there. Oregon State was the team. But here's the thing. This is an extra shout-out for the Beavs. Because in the preseason rankings, dead last. No one thought they were going to do anything. So their head coach, Wayne Tinkle, no relation. It just shows what happens when you can get hot. You know, they were nowhere near contention for an at-large bid. But they got hot, and they won the Pac-12 tournament, and they now have knocked off the number 5 seed in the Midwest and the number 4 seed in the Midwest, and they are headed to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 39 years. That's not too shabby. Also, with Oklahoma State losing, I mean, I think it would have been really compelling to see a little more of Cade Cunningham, All-American, and I guess ultimately we should be really happy we got to see him at all. Because Oklahoma State, forget COVID-19, they had a postseason ban. They had a postseason ban, and they were able to wiggle out of it. He elevated that program. He's probably going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Yes, Cade Cunningham, as hot as he is. He's definitely top three. And Oklahoma State got in there, and it's really the advent of the G League Ignite program. You know, that's that elite program for high school prospects that we're going to probably see a lot less one-and-done stars like Cunningham. So maybe that's the last time. The NBA wants to grab these guys before they can get away. But, I guess we should be happy we even got to see these guys play at all. Oral Roberts, I mentioned them. The Golden Eagles got 28 from Kevin Abanner and 26 from Max Abrams. Remember, I mentioned him before the tournament had begun. Not Abrams or Adams. Abmas. And this is the thing. When Oral Roberts, this is one of my favorite things, and I would not have told you this because I did not know this. When Oral Roberts went to the Sweet 16 the last time in 1974, do you know how many teams were in March Madness? 25. I would have said more than that. That is really weird. Also, how about them Hawks? My old boss Ken Dennis is over the moon as his Razorbacks are back in the Sweet 16. And all you can think of is just that amazing run under Nolan Richardson year after year after year in the 90s. But they hadn't been back in, 25 years. So they had that thrilling 2-point win over Texas Tech. It's just it's remarkable what they've done. Turnaround for, guess who the head coach is? Eric Musselman, former head coach of the Golden State Warriors, who was once, after that, an assistant coach at Arizona State. You would think that you would at least get a head coaching job. No, he was an assistant. And then Loyola. Loyola was a team when I was a kid that used to be pretty good, and they kind of disappeared. But Loyola not only beat Illinois yesterday, they crushed Illinois, 71-58. And the nation loves the Ramblers. They love Sister Jean. What are you going to say? You're a one seed, and you get beat by an eight seed by 13. And so, look, the Illini had won 15 of 16 games going in. They just ran right through the Big Ten tournament, and it was something of a foregone conclusion. They would get to the Final Four, at least the Elite Eight. Now, you could say, well, Loyola should have been a higher seed anyway. Still, Illinois did not play like a one. In fact, you could say they never really did play like a number one. So, this is the story, of a man named Brady. 68 teams, 67 will go home losers. That is the beauty of the NCAA tournament. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
I'm 33% sure Rick Tittle is the father of my child, but I'm 100% sure Rick Tittle is a jackass.
Oh, that's so mean. Hey, we're rolling with live radio. The first guest cut out. We had him back, cut out again. The second guest didn't show up, and he was supposed to be on last week, but he didn't come on because it was his birthday. So maybe it was his birthday again. I don't need no guest. I don't need no guest, y'all. Although Taylor Takahashi is on the docket for about 15 minutes from now. So we'll see if he shows up. Hey, like I said, I roll with it. I roll with it, girl. speaking of March Madness, remember I did a radio show years ago and you know, I used to do the little crossover and I was doing a solo show and I came in and there were two guys in front of me. They go, Rick Tittle joins us. His show's coming up next. And they said, Rick, I would imagine you would agree with us. We think that March Madness is the number one most exciting thing in sports. And I would think that you'd probably agree. And I said, March Madness is great, but this is the way it works for me, Billy Bean, Brad Pitt. There's the World Cup. Then there's 50 feet of crap. And then there's everything else. It's the World Cup. Then you got to go down to the World Series, the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the NBA Finals. I'd probably put it in that. To me, it would go World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, NBA, unless the Warriors are in it. NBA is fourth most important to me after the World Cup. Then maybe March Madness. So actually, March Madness would probably be like seventh or eighth on my list. But hey, it's top 10, baby. Top 10, we got another hour together, so come on back.